This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruch Hamavam. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua Masechta Ksubas, Daf Mem Vavam and Aleph. Bruchim Habaim. Daf Mem Vav. Mem Vav, of course, is the 45th blad in Ksubas, and it's the blad of Tisha B'Av because there are 45 kinnis on Tisha B'Av. So that's the connection. There you go. Okay, so the Gemara brought Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan that we're going to delve into later on the page. Namely, the Rabbanan hold that whether you're Baal or Loi Baal, you're still Chayiv as the Moitzi Shemra, Malkus, and Mamain. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is of the opinion only Baal. And in the Ika de Amri of the Gemara, we're saying it go both opinions were like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. The Tanakama holds that Moitzi Shemra's Loike Venoisin Meyasela if you're Baal. And Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that you only pay if you're Baal, but you get Malkus even if you're Loi Baal. So the Gemara asks, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you get Malkus even if you're Loi Baal? So we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you only get Malkus if you're Baal. So Rabbi Nachman said that when Yehuda says you're loike, even if you're loy baal, it means you're loike medrabana. That's what we saw last week. Now we're going to see Rav Papa's answer. Rav Papa Amar, my baal. What does Rav Yehuda mean? Baal loike. Really, Rashi explains Malkus is full-fledged Malkus. And you get Malkus mikol makom. So what does it mean, Baal loika, loy baal, einoy loika? So it doesn't mean Malkus. When Rav Yehuda said, loika mikol makom, it means real live Malkus, real lashes. When Rav Yehuda says, you're only loika if you're Baal, he means mamoin. My Baal loika diktani, what hasam? What does Rabbi Yehuda mean that even if you're that only if you're Baal are you loike? Mamoin. Loike means monetary payment. Loike means monetary payment. Vikarile mamoin malkus is money called malkus. Says Gemara in, yeah. Money is called malkus. Vatnan, we learned in the Mishnah, ha'oimer chatsi erki alive. Somebody says, I take upon myself half of my erech, right? We know the difference between erech and damim. Damim is your value, how much should be sold on the marketplace. Erech is the set value as determined by the Torah and Bechukaisai. So, someone who says, I take upon myself half of my erech. So, noisin chatzi erka, he gives half of his value. Rabbi Yosef Rehuda says, loike v'noisin erech shalem. Literally, he's lashed and he gives his whole erech. Says Gemara, loike amai, why would he get lashes? Amar Papa, loike be'erach shalem. He's hit with his full value. Doesn't mean he gets lashes. It means we hit him up. We hit him with a whopper of a payment. My taima, why? Gezerah, chatzi erka, he has to pay full when he says half of my erach, atu erach chatzi. Atu a case where he said, I'm giving the value of half of me. He said, I'm paying half of my value. But that could easily be confused where he would say, I'm paying the value of half of me. Now the value of half of him is the value of his entirety. Because half of you is definitely davar shahaneshama tuluya bai. Right? In other words, you can't cut someone in half. The erech of half of him is definitely a limb that his soul is dependent on. So therefore, a papa says, really, Rabbi Yehuda holds, loy baal, you are loike. So what does he mean? Loy baal, loike, loy baal, loy loike. That loike is referring to monetary payment. Monetary payment, it's only if you have relations. Lashes is even if you don't have relations, according to a papa. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught. The Anshu Oisai, when the Pasuk says, and you will give lashes, excuse me, and you will punish him, Zemamain. The Anshu Oisai, when it says, he will be punished, Zemamain, that's monetary payment. The Yisru, he will get retribution, he will get Yisurin Zemalkus, that's lashes. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, the Anshai, Bishlama, and you will punish him, Zemamain, Dachsiv, Anshu Oisai, Mea Kesef. You will punish him with 100 silver pieces. So that's pretty obvious that the Anshai is Mamain, because the next words are Mea Kesef. Venasnu Lavianara. Ela V'yisru Zemalkus Minalan. How do we know V'yisru refers to lashes? Amar Rabbi Avo, Lamadnu Yisru Mi Yisru. We learn out Yisrai from Yisrai. Namely, it says by Maitzi Shemra v'Yisrai, and it says by right. It says here by Maitzi Shemra v'Yisrai say, and it says by Ben Soiru Moira v'Yisro. So we're now going to learn out Maitzi Shemra from Ben Soiru Moira. And by Ben Soiru Moira it says Ben. And by Ben, Uben mi bin, Vahaya im bin hakos harasha. That's a good one. In other words, it says V'yisroi by Maitzi Shemra. It says V'yisroi by Ben Soiru Moira. It says Ben by Ben Soiru Moira. And Ben refers to Malkus from the Pasuk Vahaya im bin hakos harasha. Fine. Now that's how we know the punishment of Maitzi Shemra, Malkus. The question is, Ashara L'Maitzi Shemra Minolan, right? That's the punishment, but don't you need a warning before you give a punishment? So where in the Torah is there a warning not to be Maitzi Shemra? Rabbi Lezer Omar, Miloy Selech Rachel. It says, don't be a talebearer. That lav, which normally is it's a lav shame by Maisa, so you're not going to get Malkus. But we know that Maitzi Shemra is the exception to the rule, so the lav of Loisech Rachel Be'Amecha will serve as the Azhara to Maitzi Shemra. That's the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Nosson Oimer, May V'Nishmarta Mikol Davara, which is read, be careful from any Dibora. Don't say something bad. That says an Azhara for Maitzi Shemra. So we have Rabbi Lazar says Lo Yiseilech Rachel. Rabbi Nosson says Mi V'Nishmarta Mikol Davara. Rabbi Lazar My Taima Lo Yomer Mehai. Why doesn't Rabbi Lazar learn it from Nishmarta Mikol Davara? Says Gemara Humi Boy Leilech the Pinchas Ben Yair. That he needs from Mesil Sisharim, the Brayser of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. That Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair says V'Nishmarta Mikol Davara. Says you should be careful from every bad matter. Mikan Amar Pinchas Ben Yair Al Yaharar Adam B'Yoyim V'Yoyde Tumalayel. A person should not have improper thoughts during the day, and he'll come to contamination at night. So that's why Rabbi Lezer doesn't learn it from V'Nishrat Mikol Davara. From V'Nishrat Mikol Davara, we learn out Sefer Mesil Sishara. Rav Nosson Mai Taima Layomar Me'ahu. Rav Nosson, why doesn't he learn it from Lo Yiseilech Rachel Be'Amecha? Says the Gemara, that's for something else entirely. Hahu azhara lebezdin shalei rach lezev kasholza. That's a warning for the court that loy seilech rachel ba'amecha. That's a warning. Rachel is rachli. Don't deal harshly with one and soft with another. Okay. New Gemara. Loy Amar Le'edin. Now this is very interesting. The case of Maitzi Shemra is the guy's not just saying, you know, I found that she's not a basula. He's saying he had Edim come and say she's not a basula. So Loy Amar Le'edin Boyov Hiduni. Let's say he never told Adam, come and testify to say that she's not a basula on my behalf. They testify on their own. Who ain't like? He's not going to get malchus if they're lying. That's not moitzi shemra. It's only if he commissions them. He's not going to pay 100 sela if they're lying. He, the woman, if they're telling the truth, v'zoymimeha, or the edim zoymimim, if they're proven to be false liars, false edim, makdim lebeisa skila. She and the edim zoymim will both get skila, which Gemara interjects, the same interjection we had earlier. He v'zoymimeha salka daitach, her and her zoymimim, ela oihi oi zoymimeha. It means either her, she'll get skila if the edim are telling the truth, or the edim will get skila if they're lying. Makdin lebeis haskila. Now, let's make a diak. The reason why he is not chayim malchus and he's not going to pay 100 sela is because taima deloy amar lehu. The reason why he is not liable for any other typical punishments of mitzi shemra is because he never told them. Ha amar lehu, but if he commissioned them, even though he didn't pay them, afagav delay agrinu, even though he didn't hire them, he would be chayiv malchus and 100 sela. Says Gemara la'afuke mid Rabbi Yehuda. This excludes Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, because we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, eino chayiv ad sheyiskor edim. You're not chayiv until you literally rent and hire the edim. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? I'm Rabbi Avo. As ya sima sima. Make gzer shava sima sima. Ksiv hacha v'sam la alilois devarim. Here it says he will place on her a pretext of words. Uchsiv hasam, and it says by ribis lois sesimun olav neshach. Mala halon mamoin, just like by ribis, it's monetary. Afkan mamoin. So this is all the opinion. You're only considered moitzi shemra if you literally hire edim. This Bryce is not like that. The only reason he's not chayv is because he didn't commit. He didn't tell the edim to testify. If he would, even though he didn't hire them, then he would be chayv. Amar of Nachem bar Yitzchak v'chein Tani Rav Yosef Tzidoni bei Rav Shub ben Yochai. Also, like we just said, as yosima sima. We make gzer shav sima sima. Boy Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah asked, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that he darshan sima sima, and it's similar to ribis. Now ribis is, there's ribis when there's, it's talking about metaltalin or mamain, not karka. So schoran bekarka ma, what would be if he hired the edim by giving them real estate? It's not like ribis. Or do we say, no, it's just general, we learn that, it has to be monetary, but it could even be karka. Or what would the halacha be if he hired them? He said, if you do this, I'll give you a tissue. Tissue, the market value of the tissue is less than a penny. Or what if it has to be a pruta, but he gave a pruta to both edim, so each one is getting less than a pruta. Or, boy Ravashi asked the following question. Hoitzi shem ra al hanasuin harishainim. Mahu. Let's say like this. The guy married her, he divorced her, he marries her again, and then he said, you know, the first time I married you, you were in a basula. Why are the guys waking up now, you know, to mess her up? I don't know. But he says,
it's tarti disaster. How could you believe his testimony? Then how could he remarry her if he knew that she was a...
Why?
If she was a ba'ula... If she was Mizana, Lachar, then he shouldn't be able to stay with her.
If she was Mizana, what, as an Arusa the first time around?
Right, and then he divorced her, how could he remarry her?
How could he? He did. I mean, is it Kedushin Taifes? To a Saita? Lachar, by the way, it's not just his taina. You're right. He needs edim. He has edim that she. In other words, he brings edim now that she was not a besula the first time around. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kedusha and taifes to a saita. Chaira. It's not an erva. Or what about this? Mahu. Al nesuei achiv mahu. Like this. The brother died without children. She falls to him in Yibam. He lives with her. He says, by the way, you were mezanet when you were an arusa to my brother. Says, we could prove at least one situation. The Tani Rabbi Yoina, Esbiti Nasati Lo Ish Hazeh. My daughter I gave to this man. Lazev Lo Eliyavam. So in other words, the father, in his appeal to the Moitzi Shemra, he's telling the Bezin, I gave my daughter to this man. And that means this man is the one who there's an issue with regarding her besulim. Lazev Lalyam, I gave her to him. But not that I'm fighting whether she was. Oh, in other words, Lazev Lalyava means the father never gave. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ein Yavam Shohitzi Shemra al Nesei Achiv Bechlau Parshazu. A Yavam who's being Moitzi Shemra on the marriage as well as not including this Parsha, Litoin Tainas Besulim, that at least we could prove. Because the father says, I gave my daughter to this man. And a Yavam, the father never gave the daughter to the Yavam, the daughter fell to the Yavam. So the father can turn and say, oh, it's biti nosati lishazeh. He never gave his daughter to this guy. Now, until now, on Mem Hamad based on the Bible, we brought in Machloikis, Rabbi Huda, the Rabbanan, Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, whether Moitzi Shemra is only in Baal, or even if Loi Baal. The Rabbanon say only Baal, and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says even Loi Baal. My Rabbanon, my Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. What is this machlokes? Rabbanon and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. The Tanya will enter Nebraisa. Ketzad hoitzas Shemra. What's the scenario of being Moitzi Shemra? Balabezin. The husband comes to the court. V'amar Ploini says, Pal, Loi Matzai Zabitcha Basulam. Your daughter wasn't a Basula. Im Yesh Edim Shazin Satachtav. If there were Edim that she was Mazana under his domain when she was married to him, Yesh Saksuba Mana, she has a Ksuba of Amana. Which Sigmar interjects, what do you mean? Yesh Edim Shazin Satachtav, Yesh Saksuba Mana, she's liable to the death penalty. She's a Zaina. Baskilohi. So what do you mean if there are Edim that she was Mazana, Tachtav, she gets a Ksuba of Amana? She's a Baskila. Hachi Kamar. This is what it means to say. If there are Edim that she was Mazana Tachtav, then she gets Skila. Zinsa Me'ekara, if there are Edim that she was Mazana before Erisin, Yesh Laksuva Mana, she gets Laksuva Vamana. Obviously, this is according to the opinion that Kansa Besula, Beninsa Beula, Kansa Bechazas Besula, Beninsa Beula, you get Laksuva Mana. Nimtsa Shashemra Enoy Shemra. What if it comes out that his bad report was not a bad report? In other words, what if this bad report that he said was not a bad report, meaning it was a lie? What if it turned out that he made up a false story? So who like it? He gets Malkus. Venoisin Measela. Bain Baal or Bain Loi Baal. Whether he lived with her, he didn't live with her. If he claimed she was not a Basula, and he brought Edim, and it's not true, he gets Malkus and he pays 100 Sela. Rebbe Lezer ben Yaakov, Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Loi nemru dvarim halalo ela kishabal. These words were only stated when she had relations. Only when he lived with her and then said, I found her not to be a basula, then he gets lashes and pays 100 selah. So that's the big machloikis, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon say only Baal. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says even im loy Baal. Bishlam le Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Bishlam according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says it's dafka Baal. Hainu dechsev uva eleha. This explains various languages in the Parsha Moitzi Shemra. Ubala, he lived with her literally. The Ekravale says, I approached her. These are languages of Bia. What else does it mean? Uba Eleha. The Ekravaleha. Ela the Rabbanan, my Uba Eleha, the Ekravaleha. How do the Rabbanan who say that even if he didn't live with her, how does he interpret these expressions, Uba Eleha or the Ekravaleha? Says the Gemara, not a big deal. The Rabbanan could deal with it easily. Uba Eleha. He came to her, ba'alilos. He came to her with pretexts, with accusations. Doesn't mean with relations, but with accusations. Ve'akrav eleha, he approached her, not with relations, bedvarim, with words. Bishlam l'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, bishlam l'Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, haynu d'chsev, lo'i matzasi l'bidcha besulam. I did not find your daughter to be a besula. He didn't find. Meaning he was searching. He did a maisa, and he didn't find. Ela the rabbanan, my loy matzasi lebidcha besulim. What does it mean? I didn't find your daughter with besulim. I mean, he didn't find. I mean, he didn't find. He didn't live with her. He's just bringing edim that she's not a besula. No, it means loy matzasi lebidcha kishrei besulim. I have Edim that she's not a Basula. I didn't find other Edim to passel my Edim. I have Edim she's not a Basula, and I didn't find other Edim to be Mezim or to be Machsher, your daughter, by passing my Edim. By the way, all of the initial presumption is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. All the Pashtus is, it's talking about where he lives with her. Here's another one. Bishlam Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Haino Dechsev, Ve'ela besule biti. The father says, look, here's the sheet. It's full of blood. Here are my daughter's besulim. Why? Because the guy lived with her. And we have evidence that she's a besula. El Rabbanan, my ve'ela besule biti. According to Rabbanan, he didn't live with her. What did the father mean? Here are the besulim. They were never together. What the father means is ve'ela kishrei besulei biti. This is the kashrus of the besula, my daughter, meaning I have edim that pasul your edim that say she's not a besula. The Gemara continues. Bishlam l'Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, haynu d'chsev ufarsu hasimla. Bishlam according to Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, this is what it means. And they spread out the sheet. Because we're talking about where he lived with her. And they have a sheet. And if the sheet is bloody, it means she's a basula. And the Rabbanan may parsu asimla. They never even lived together. He never lived with her. They had eris, so they didn't even have bia. So Amar Rabbi Avo says parsu asimla means they explicate the case. They're mefarish perash. Amar Rabbi Avo pirshu masha samla. They explain what the allegations are. Kedetanya, as we learned in a brayso, parsu hasimla. So the Rabbanan say, Malamid Shabon Edim Alze. Malamid, this teaches you, Shabon Edim Shalze, the Edim Shalze, the Edim of the Baal, the Edim of the father who says she is a basula. Ubayrin Asadavar Kasimla, and they clarify the matter like a sheet. Kasimla Chadash, like a new sheet. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Aymer, Dvarim Kichsavam, Uparsus Asimla is taken literally. Simla Mamish. They spread out the sheet because it's talking about only where he lived with her. Okay. Now we have to establish two things. According to Elazar ben Yaakov, he lived with her. Is it talking about he lived with her kedarka or even shalai kedarka? Normally, there is no difference in halacha between kedarka and shalai kedarka. Secondly, when he says that she's not a basula, is he saying she had relations with another man kedarka or even shalai kedarka? So these are two things we have to determine. Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak.
Then how could he claim that she doesn't have basulim?
What?
If it's shalai kedarka, how could he claim there's no basulim?
So his claim would have to be that she had relations, but not that she does. She's not a basula. Let's see. The Gemara is going to speak about this. Shalach Rabbi Yitzchak bar Rav Yaakov bar Giyur Yishmed Rabbi Yochanan. We learn out from Mishkeve Isha that there's no difference between Kedarka and Shalai Kedarka. Mishkeve Lemakos regarding Malkus Ula Oinshin for being, in other words, if someone has illicit relations, whether it's Kedarka or Shalai Kedarka, to get Malkus, your Chayiv, Kedarka or Shalai Kedarka, for mama and your chayv kedarka shalai kedarka, there's no difference. Avamoitzi shemra chalak. But avamoitzi shemra, there's a difference. Einoi chayv at sheyivol shalai kedarka. One would not be chayv until he has relations, even shalai kedarka. Meaning the din of Elazar ben Yaakov that's only if he had relations with her is even if he had relations with her shalai kedarka. But he's moitzi shemra. Dafka, that she had relations kedarka. V'yotzi shemra kedarka. So the Gemara asks, come on, who does this go like? Ikra banan. Then why does he even have to have relations shalai kedarka, even if he didn't have relations at all? Ikra banan afagav deloiba. Ikra Elazar ben Yaakov. If it's like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, who says it's Dafka Baal, Idi Kedarka Bainan. It would have to be that he's living with her Kedarka. Why? Because he's saying Avada. He's saying she's not a basula, that she had relations kedarka. But he's saying loy matsosi, I didn't find, which means he also had relations kedarka. Otherwise, how could you read the pasuk literally? I did not find that she is a basula. How could he find if he had relations shaloi kedarka? He would not be able to determine that unless he also had relations kedarka. I did kedarka binan. So therefore, this tradition is just wrong. Ela shalach Rav Kahana, Mishmed Rabbi Yochanan, Einoi chayiv ad sheyival kedarka. He's not chayiv until he has bia kedarka. V'yoytzi shemra b'kedarka, and he's moitzi shemra kedarka. Okay? So that finishes Mem Hei Omid Beis. Mem Vav Omid Aleph, excuse me. Tomorrow night, regular time, Mem Vav Omid Beis. The zach is that I am not here next week, not Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. So we have to figure out how we're doing it. Maybe we'll do Matzah Tisha B'Av, if I have time to prepare. Maybe we'll do it Friday. Daf Mem Zayin is a very short blot. So we got to figure out how to finish it. But Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, regular time, Mem Vav Mem Beis, okay? Thanks everyone for coming. Have a wonderful night. Shkayach. Good night, good night. Call Tov. David, nice to see you.
Hi.
Hi, thanks for coming. Don't be a stranger. Call Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.